أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم قفينا على آثارهم برسلنا وقفينا بعيسى ابن مريم وآتيناه الإنجيل. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah Ta'ala has kept Nabuwat in the progeny of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Now in this ayat, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had come to remind us of how to prepare for our akhirat, which is our eternal and everlasting life. And also at the same time, how to conduct and live our lives in this world. What iman we must have, what character we must have, how we must do our business dealings in detail, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ قَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِرُسُلِنَا. Phir bheje unke qadmo par apne rasool. And then on the same footsteps, the footsteps of Nuh alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam, we send many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who followed them. And they followed the same teachings. Every Nabi taught the same thing, though the details were a bit different. But the basics of Iman were exactly the same of every Nabi. They all taught the same thing. From Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his one son Ishaq alayhi salam, came all the Anbiya of the Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them. And from his other son Ismail, or came the final Nabi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَقَفَّيْنَا بِعِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمُ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ. اور بھیجا ہم نے عیسیٰ مریم کے بیٹے کو اور اس کو ہم نے دی انجیل. And we had sent also from them the last Nabi of who came in the lineage of Ishaq alayhi salam was Isa. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, he was the last in that line. And we had given him the Injil, which is called the Bible today, and that was all the proper teachings of Allah Ta'ala, which later man had changed. وَجْعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ رَأْفَةً وَرَحْمَةً. اور رکھ دی اس کے ساتھ چلنے والوں کے دل میں نرمی اور مہربانی. And those who followed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam sincerely and genuinely, we had placed in their hearts softness and kindness. That was one main quality the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had. They treated everyone else also softly and kindly, and amongst themselves also they treated one another with softness and kindness. This is a great beloved quality by Allah Ta'ala. And we must also try and develop this quality. Many of us, we are very hard in our approaches. Whether it's the family, we speak very, very harshly, rudely. Sometimes what vulgar language we use, some become physically violent also. When we deal with somebody else also, we argue, we fight. Raising of the voice is a common thing that Allah dislikes totally. We must learn and we must train ourselves, which is called tarbiyah, that we can control ourselves and we have a soft and kind nature. This Allah loves very, very greatly. So that was one quality which the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam were particularly blessed with. وَرَحْبَانِيَّةً ابْتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ. And another quality which some of the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had was ruhbaniyat, which is monasticism. This actually had happened that after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam left the world, the rulers and kings changed the Bible also according to their own whims and fancies. And they made what they called it still Christianity, following Isa alayhi salam, but inside they had changed everything. And Allah is warning us here that we must not fall in that trap. That we change the things of Islam, we still call it Islam, I'm still a Muslim, I'm still following Islam, but we have changed things from inside. Today, unfortunately, we are in that era where many people are changing things of Islam. The Islam of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. And we just make ourselves happy that we are following Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Bani Israel, one time he called upon Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, Labbaik ya Rasulullah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Oh Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, do you know that the Bani Israel were divided in 72 groups and only 3 groups will gain salvation and the balance of them will be destroyed. They will be going to hellfire. May Allah save us all. So that then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that when the rulers and the kings changed their religion and they brought new things to suit them, then there was one group was such that was strong and they fought the rulers. But they were few in number. Rulers were in power. They had the military in their hand. They all became shaheed. They made them shaheed. But by Allah, they gained salvation and they are gone to Jannah and they are enjoying forever in the enjoyments of Jannah. Then there was another group that also did not agree, who gained salvation. But they did not have the power to fight the rulers. So they gave them da'wat. They went to them, tried to explain to them what you have done is wrong. How could you change the religion like this? How could you change the Bible like this? This group, and also, this was the group that used to speak to people and say we must follow the true religion of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. The other people reported them to the authorities, which is exactly what is happening today also. People from inside spy for the authorities that these people are just saying this and this about you and they are going against you. You taught us this religion, these people are going against it. They made them also shaheed. They also gained salvation by Allah and are gone to Jannah. Then there was a third group that also did not have the power to fight the authorities. But they went into the jungles and established their monasteries. And they were not ordered by Allah Ta'ala to do this. And till today, we find the monasteries of the Christians, usually outside in the rural areas, farm lands, etc. They build up there, and there they sincerely worshipped Allah Ta'ala. But also, this is a bid'at they had brought within their religion. And what is a bid'at? A new thing which Allah did not order, and neither did His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam order it. And a person who does that with the niyat of sawab, that this is sawab, then that is a new thing. And with regard to this, Allah Ta'ala says, ibtada'uha. They had started this on their own. Ma katabna alayhim. We did not make this ruhbaniyat for us. All we wanted, they must follow our commands and please us. That is all what Allah wants. The commands of Allah and this ruhbaniyat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically banned it for this ummah. That these monks and nuns, they don't get married. They just live a life of renunciation. They live a life of their own. And so to say that they're only going to make Allah's ibadah. But human capacity hasn't got there. We can't do that. Allah made us that we must earn also. We must eat also. We must get married also. We must have children also. All those things Allah has kept within us. And those things are necessary. So they started it, but they could not fulfill the rights of it. Illa ibtigha ridwanillah. Yes, they did it for Allah's pleasure. So a thing in deen is not only sincerity. Sincerity must be there. Like for example, if a person says all these rich people are not paying their zakat, and I'm going to go and rob them, and take the zakat, and he's very sincere, he doesn't keep 1 cent for himself. All that money he distributes in the poor, but it won't be correct. To go and steal is not correct, even with sincerity. So the niyat also must be correct, the action must also be correct, according to the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala Himself says, فَمَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا پھر نَا نِبَاحَ النِبَاحَ اُسْكُو جَيْسَ چَاہِيَتَا نِبَاحْنَا. They could not maintain it as it should be. And over, wherever the monasteries are, the nuns are one side, the monks are the other side. They don't get married, they wish waiting for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the nuns to get married. But many baby skeletons are found there. Because it's human nature. You have to have a partner in life and satisfy yourself. They went against that, they could not fulfill the rites of it. And in the name of this piety, they did a lot of wrong things in there. So that also we must be careful that we don't have a false front of piety, but inside we are doing wrong things. That also we must be very careful about. فَآتَيْنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ پھر دیا ہم نے ان لوگوں کو جو ان میں ایماندار تھے ان کا بدلہ. Then of these followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, these three groups, Allah says those who had this iman and they had the sincerity, we gave them their reward for it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, my ummah will be divided in 73 groups. And only one group is going to gain salvation. And that one group is ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That which I am on and my sahaba. And that is Ahlus Sunnah. That is the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal Jama'ah is the Jama'at of the Sahaba. Those people who follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Jama'at of the Sahaba, these are those people who will gain salvation. And those people who speak against even one Sahabi and go against him and forget those who speak to against almost all the Sahaba. And those who speak against the Sunnah and discourage the Sunnah and say we are living in a modern time, we must have modern trends and our lifestyle must be modern, these people are out of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this one group who follows the Sunnah and my Sahaba, they are the ones who are going to gain salvation. So those people will gain salvation, and Allah says clearly, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ اور بہت ان میں نافرمان ہے. And many, the majority of them were disobedient. They did not fulfill this command. And Allah has put all this of the Quran and of the Christians in our Quran Sharif, so that we as Muslims can be on our guard. That we don't fall prey or following the other groups, our beliefs, our actions. This is very, very important. Dunya is a temporary place, very temporary. The things of this dunya are completely inferior compared to Jannat. So we must prepare for Akhirat, and for that we must hold on very fast on the sunnats, on the commands of Allah, the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the way of the Sahaba-e-Kiram, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. آخر